Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. You guys, I'm back. Did you miss me? I missed doing this. It was my outlet, my happy place. So I'm back. I have a few things lined up for this podcast. We're going to keep rolling through everything, through frustration, trouble, whatever it is. I'm going to continue to push through for you guys. I can't make a podcast like this and give up on myself because I don't want anybody listening to give up on themselves. But this episode is going to be, I'm going to try to make it short. So just a little of an update. I am recording this episode in bed at my new apartment. It's literally 5 minutes down the street from my mom's house and 2 minutes down the street from the girls' school. So, but all in all, I'm not in my closet at my mom's house anymore. So I'm moving on up. But I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I've had so many episodes. I might have not been recording, but I've been recording it in my notebook. Stuff I want to talk about. Topics I want to talk about. This one I'm actually going to talk about right now was the last on my list. I actually just added it this week. I had some stuff happen. I guess I can say it without mentioning the company. I was up for a promotion. The way this company does the hiring, they say, oh yeah, we're interested, but we're gonna interview more people. So we're gonna put you on the bench, and when something comes up, we're gonna place you in. So I had an interview. Supposedly I aced it. I was good, I was great. I got benched. I followed up a few times, didn't hear anything, and then this week I got an update that I was not selected for that position. And I'll admit, when I first found out, I was really upset. I was like angry. I was hurt. I felt betrayed. But I'm like, at the end of the day, this is what I'm going to run into as long as I'm setting myself up to be disappointed by somebody else. Let me say that again. This is what I'm going to run into as long as I continue to set myself up to be disappointed by somebody else. I'm saying that to say, bet on yourself. If there's something that you want to do, whether it's a podcast, whether it's going back to school, whether it's starting your own business or joining a business, whatever it is, in the fear of you depending on you to get it done, let that go. Let it go. Because you could be like me, sitting on a gold mine. I've had so many ideas. This podcast has been on my brain since, honestly, I'm going to say at least 2018. And 2017-ish. And it took me years of, you know what, maybe I should do it. Maybe, okay, and then I'm like, maybe nobody's going to hear it, listen to it, and nobody's going to be, it's not going to do anything. And then I don't make a podcast, and I slack off, I stop for a little bit, and people are like, so when are you coming back with another podcast episode? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, dang, people are actually listening. God's not going to put something on your heart if he didn't have people that you're supposed to be blessing with this. They say it's a blessing to be a blessing. If God has put something on your heart, whether that's starting a Bible study, we're going to talk about that in a second. Whether that's starting a Bible study, starting a book club, starting a monthly mommy meetup, because, you know, a lot of us get consumed with our kids, or if you're not a mom, or if whatever, you get consumed so much with something that you end up losing yourself, and you don't really have friends. You have coworkers or people you talk to every now and again, but you don't have that close-knit friendship where you guys can vent and or just sit and just talk and be in each other's presence and not be somebody's little snack B word, you know? Or you're not somebody's employer right now. You're not somebody's employee right now. Like, it's time for just you. And I feel like I'm rambling. I might be, but honestly, those are the best times when stuff just comes out. But I'm saying bet on yourself, whatever it is. God put it on your heart for a reason, whatever it is. You could be meant to be a blessing to one person, 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people, a whole entire world. You don't know, and you will never know as long as you're sitting on what God has put on your heart. Y'all, God has put this on my heart, again, like I said, to do this podcast for so long. And I'm like, nobody's gonna want to hear my voice. I was told that I have a cartoon character voice. I think I talked about that in the previous episode, but y'all, stop it. Because when you go, let's say you go and clock in for Chick-fil-A or whatever, you're making that person money. So as long as you're punching somebody else's clock and you're not taking time to do what God put on your heart, starting that business, starting that boutique, starting that blog, that podcast, writing that book, starting that YouTube channel, if you're not taking the time to do that, you're going to, first, you're going to be burnt out. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I get it. You're tired. You can be tired, but you need to do it anyways. You need to stop and realize, hey, yes, this is what I need to do, A, B, and C, to feed my kids, to pay my rent, to do this, to make sure that we're okay for now. Because honestly, that's temporary stuff. You could wake up tomorrow and not have a job, especially if you're in Georgia, because this is an at-will state. So somebody could be like, I don't like the way she looked at me. So, boom, she's fired. And now what? Now what are you going to do? But if you know that you are supposed to be doing something else that God orchestrated in your heart to do, you can do it alongside that full-time job. You could do podcasting. You can do, some people, they really want to be on social media, be an influencer. You could do that alongside your job. You could do what they call batch work. You could do it with podcasting. You could do it with YouTube. You can do it with being a social media influencer. You can make reels for your whole entire week in 2 hours. You can record podcast episodes for an entire month in a few hours. There is steps you can take to make sure that, yes, you're punching this clock, but when you clock out, you're making time for yourself, you're making time for your business, you're making time to pour back into you, because that's how you're going to get burnt out. If you're doing for everybody else and you're doing nothing for yourself. And honestly, you might be paying the bills. You might be living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, you're grateful. You got a car insurance paid, car note paid, rent paid, food in the fridge, food in the pantry. But that's it. There's nothing extra coming in. So yes, it's okay to be grateful and still want more for yourself. But nobody's going to want that more for you than you do. So you have to place a bet on yourself. And I know there might be some people out there that's like me, that's like people pleasers. But you need to focus on you. And the people that love you, the people that honest to God want you to do better in life, are going to be there. During this process, you might lose friendships, families might fall apart. And I'm not saying like your family at home, but people that you thought were on your team because they're blood, they might not be there anymore because you're stepping outside of the norm. You're doing stuff they didn't have the cojones to do, and they don't understand that. There's people that stuck in the struggle that they don't understand anything besides the struggle. And yes, it's a lot easier to stay there and stay down and not want to lose those friendships, so you shrink yourself down, but you're not ever going to be happy once when you're shrinking yourself down. You're not. I believe it's like nearly impossible. You know you're not living up to your full potential. You guys know how many times I wake up and I'm like, is this my life? Is this my life? Like today, I used to work two jobs. I work one now. I work 4 10-hour days. This past week, I had to take a day because the girl started school and I just needed a mental break. I needed a break where nobody needed me for nothing. Like, I dropped the girls off at school. I came home. I took a nap. I was very productive. I did a lot. And it felt great. And I went to work the next 2 days, like, on, like, just feeling so clean. Like, mentally, spiritually, like, clean. Like, I'm okay. My mind needed that reset. But y'all, there's going to come a time when you're so burnt out, you're gone. Y'all, I debated for so long taking a leave of absence. Because I'm just like, I can't, mentally, I can't do this. And I stopped and I'm like, I'm burning myself out. And it's not, I was more burnt out working one job than I was with two. But y'all want to know what happened today? Today is my off day. I took the girls to school and I took a nap. I think I went to sleep at like 9. Yeah, I went to sleep at 9. I didn't wake up until like almost 1 o'clock. And I was like, man, I was supposed to be so productive today. But realize this. Listening to what your body needs is another way of being productive. Yes, it would have been great if I got up and went to the gym. But no, I rest. It would have been great if I got up and was just had the perfect, like, Martha Stewart day. But I had the perfect cash day. I slept until 1 o'clock. I got up and made coffee. Not even gonna lie. I watched Sex and the City a couple of episodes. But it felt good. And I felt so well rested. And I felt inspired to do a podcast today. All from taking that little break and listening to my body. And saying, you know what? Yes, 40 hours a week. I work for somebody else. But even if it's just 4 hours either a week, whatever you can muster up, if you're taking that time for yourself, you guys, I'm telling you, you're going to feel amazing. And again, it might not be you building a business. It honestly might just be you needing a break, taking a step back. Y'all, working 6 days a week was driving me insane. And I loved my part-time job. I loved who I worked for. I just felt like I was going to have a mental breakdown because I had no time to myself. I was either working for somebody or I was being somebody's mom and like fetching their snacks and wiping butts and doing all that. But I had no time for myself and I honestly felt like I was going to break. But you know what? Look what I'm doing now. I'm talking to you guys again on my podcast. It took me a minute to get here. It took me a minute to get back into it. But I'm so happy I did. Like, I have the biggest smile on my face right now. I'm so happy I did it. But that is all I have for right now. I'm pretty sure I know more content is coming. I'm getting back into the swing of things. I'm getting my mind in the place that I need it to be. I might ramble a lot. I'm not going to lie. That's just who I am. But I'm going to continue to show up for you guys because I want you guys to show up for yourself. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you found anything in this episode that helped you, feel free to leave a review or reach out to me on Instagram, or you can screenshot it, send it to a friend, whatever it is. I'm just so excited to be back and I just can't wait until I hear from some of you guys. But thanks again for listening and be awesome.